welcome to this special edition of Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle, here with my co-host Gary LaRude, and we have a special guest, Yongwei Xu, founder of Sage Millimeter. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Pat and Gary. It is very nice to be here.
And so can you tell us a little bit, for those who are not familiar, about Sage Millimeter, how you got started?
Yes, Sage Millimeter was started in year 2011. Was founded by my wife, Xiaoxing, and myself. It is our second technology company, and strictly self-funded.
And so how did you get to where you are today?
Yes, over the years, we found ourselves we are different from other companies in the, several ways, right? So number one, we believe we are more B2C company. In our type of business, the microwave, millimeter wave components and subassemblies, most people will think it's B2B.
Yes.
But actually, we more and more realize we are B2C. Right. Based on that, we're starting to focus on the customers. Customers means the engineers. Based on that, we're starting the online presentation. Our website includes about 4,000 models, and each model they will have the complete data sheet, including the mechanical, electrical, and the measured parts. So it made it very clear to the user. Which are the engineers understand how to use them. Number two, we're trying to offer the total product solution. So our product offerings, unlike other companies, covers entire millimeter wave components, from antenna to amplifiers to mixers, you name it. So with that, and the engineers and the managers, program managers, they can work on their projects very easily, right? So then on top of that, our product very self-contained, I would say, mainly the waveguides connector interface, and we designed in such a way they can be easily interfaced directly. So sometimes people call us is a millimeter wave Lego company, and that were cut down a lot of integration, a lot of design time, much shorter and easier.
So given the time you've been in the industry and your concept of working directly with the engineers, tell us some about some of the trends you're seeing, because there seems to be a lot of activity at millimeter wave.
Yes, Gary, yeah. So you got that part right. So traditionally, millimeter wave technologies are mainly for the aerospace, defense, and scientific research, and et cetera. Right? So when I started my career about 30, 35 years ago, the millimeter wave technology are considered a very luxury technology. And they are done by the experienced engineers and technicians, and the assemblies, and the testing, tunings are done by those people. Today, thanks to the 5G, IoT, and AI, and small satellite base stations, and you name it, and technology has been finding its commercial applications. So from that perspective, then the customer is more and more focusing on the standardization, look for the standard data sheets, and the quick turnaround time, lower cost, and also the volume. So recent trend, to answer your question, Gary, is people are more asking for standard stuff. So they think millimeter wave technology, even similar to the RF and microwave, they are thinking to get a standard standard everything. So with that in mind, our company has been focusing our engineering team and design tools and manufacturing process development. So most of our products are designed and manufactured ahead of time by analyzing the customer's requirements. So a lot of them are in stock, and recent production ramping up volume really make us more focusing on the process of manufacturing control. And we have seen a very up trend of the manufacturing and volume requirements.
So you've come up with a very innovative new waveguide connector technology that the whole industry could benefit from. Can you tell us about that and how you came up with that idea?
Yes, Pat, yeah, we are super excited about it. Yeah, a lot of things people, by just glance it, they may thinking it was just like adapter. We've got to coax adapter. Actually, it's not. It is the connector. So if we can think about the connector, the coaxial line connector people are very familiar with, right? They are SMAs, K, 2.4, 1.85. But nobody had thought about the waveguide connector. Now, why is waveguide, right? So yes, in the low frequency, waveguide is mainly be used to handle the high power, you know, and things like that. It's a bulky, people do not like. However, in the millimeter wave, especially frequency above, say, 28 gigahertz, waveguide has its own unique feature, right, which is mainly the low loss. When you go to E-band, like automotive radar, things like that, then that's especially important. So with that, a lot of customers, they need the waveguide interface for our components, like amplifiers, mixers, switches. Also, for our own integration requirements, right? Sage is not only the component company, but also we make the subsystems, the subassemblies, in order to using the building block, which is the layers, to configure your transceiver, radar, front end, or communication links, and you need to do the interface, right? Instead of using a waveguide to coax adapters and twist and all those transitions, and we thought it would be nice to come up with a sort of connector which can, you know, be used to just bolt onto the standard housing. And those housings means the housings can usually accepting the coaxial connector. So that's how the idea come from.
So what kind of performance do you get with this connector and adapter?
Yeah, believe it or not, it is very comparable to the coaxial connectors. For instance, WR28, which is a 26.5 to 40 gigahertz version, it offers about 0.5 dB insertion loss and about 20 dB return loss.
Nice. And how do you see the industry adopting this?
I can see it will be great if industry can eventually understand this technology, right? So I believe it will be a revolutionary way to change the component manufacturer. For instance, if anybody are in the amplifier business, right? So traditionally, it is the coax in, coax out, or millimeter wave, of course, like Sage. We have a lot of product with a waveguide interface, yeah. But unfortunately, sometimes people need different interface. Say, I need a coax input, waveguide output, or waveguide input, coax output. And sometimes even they need the different orientation, right? Orthogonal, yeah, input is vertical, output, you name it, all kinds, right? So with that situation, what people have to do is, in general, they have to start the new housing design. You guys understand that it involves the EM simulation and mechanical layout design and the machine shop prototyping and then bench validation. That process alone going to take, you know, at least 8 to 12 weeks, yet maybe not the first time success, then you have to do the iteration. So it slows down the product development cycle. Number two, I believe it will really change the packaging. technology. So again, we mentioned the different connector input-output combination, but also if you think the about the waveguide itself, this connector is really going to preserve the hermeticity of the package, right? So waveguide windows, hermetically sealed window of the waveguide are extremely difficult and also very costly. So I'm very excited about to tell the audience, and this is going to change the waveguide hermetical seal industry.
So it sounds like this UniGuide could become an industry standard.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I'm glad you mentioned about the trademark, right? So it is trademarked, and it is also patent. We find a patent. So that's number one. And number two, I believe this is going to minimized inventory management, right? So everybody knows if when you deal with the waveguide, then most of them are custom design. There are different bands from KA, Q, U, W, and you name it. Then plus the orientation, again, you can end up with easily tens and or even up to hundreds different package, right? So like our company, and before this was invented, and we have probably more than 100 different packages to covering the frequency from 18 to 110 gigahertz easily. So with that, I think that will certainly will help the industry a lot.
Exciting new technology. Thank you for sharing it with us. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you for making the trip all the way across the country to be with us today.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.